At the end of the Gospel of John, boys and girls, we read these words that the Apostle John wrote by the Holy Spirit of God. He says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." What the Apostle John is saying there is this. He said, if everything that Jesus said and everything that Jesus did, if all of those things were to be written down and explained to us, then it would take so many millions and millions and millions of books, he says, that there wouldn't be enough space in the whole of the world to contain those books. Now, I'm sure over the past weeks and the past months, as we have been thinking about our Lord Jesus Christ and some of the things that he said and some of the things that he did, you realize, of course, that they are just some of the things that he said and did. Because even if we were to take the things that are written down, and if we were to look at all of those things, even in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, if we were to take all of those things and fully look at them, it would take a very, very long time even to do that. And so John says, if everything that he did and everything that he said, if all of those things were to be written down fully, then he says, I suppose the world itself wouldn't be able to hold all the books that would be needed to write down all of those things. Now, there are a good many things that we've managed to look at, I'm sure, but so many other things that we haven't looked at. And I just want to gather up some of those things this morning. For example, one day the Lord's disciples were on the Sea of Galilee. The Bible tells us that Jesus had gone down into the stern of the ship, into the back part of the ship, and he had lain down and he had fallen fast asleep. A great storm arose on the Sea of Galilee, but even though there was a great storm, the Lord Jesus Christ was lying, sleeping contentedly on a pillow, it says, in the back of the boat. Well, the disciples looked at this storm and they became more and more fearful until they couldn't contain themselves any longer. And they went to the back of the boat and they woke up the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what they said. They said, "Master, do you not care that we perished?" It was a very cruel thing to say. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ cared for them and cares for us, each and every one of us, in his own way to each and every one of us. But they said, "Master, do you not care that we perish?" And so our Lord Jesus Christ got up and he rebuked the disciples. He told them off. And then he went to the front of the ship and he had held up his hand and he said unto the winds and the waves, "Be still, be calm." And immediately it says the wind began to drop and the waves began to settle and it was absolutely calm on the Sea of Galilee. And the disciples then turned to one another and they said, "What manner of man is this? What kind of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" Another time the Bible tells us they were on the Sea of Galilee again because, of course, they were fishermen, most of them, or they had to use the boats across the Sea of Galilee every day practically of their lives. And another day they were on the Sea of Galilee and another storm arose, but Jesus wasn't in the ship this time. And so they were even more fearful. And when they were in the middle of the storm and very fearful, one of the most outstanding sights met their eye, because as they looked out into the storm and into the wind and into the waves, they saw the Lord Jesus Christ walking across the top of the waves, across the top of the water, and coming to them into the ship. How could he do that? Well, you remember what John tells us at the beginning of his gospel. He says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that is made. He made the world, he created the seas, he makes the storms to blow. And so you see, if he is the creator and the maker of everything, so then he is in control and he is over everything. Another time, 10 lepers came to the Lord wanting to be cleansed from their leprosy. The Lord cleansed the 10 of them. And you know this, boys and girls, only one of those 10 lepers came back to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what he had done. You see how unthankful we can be at times for all that God has done for us. Another time we're told, and you'll know this well, of course, how the Lord broke just a few loaves and took a few fishes, and how he fed 5,000 people with a few loaves and a few fishes. And another time, of course, he went up into a mountain, it says, and when he had gathered all the people together to him, he began to preach, and he preached a great sermon. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. You read that sermon, boys and girls, and all of the things that our Lord Jesus Christ said in that sermon. So you see how it is when John says, many other things Jesus said and did, many, many other things. And if they were all to be written down, then the world itself wouldn't hold all the books that would be needed for the things that would be written in those books. But you see, there are things written. All of those things that we've looked at so far, some of those things even that we've just looked at quickly today, some other things, of course, that we're going to look at yet before we come to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and then on into the other parts of the Bible. But you see, why are those things written? And the Apostle John, the same man that said that about all the books that would be needed, he tells us why the things that are written are written. And listen very carefully. He says, these things are written that you might believe. That you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. That you might read all the things that are written about Jesus Christ. But not that you just understand them or know them in your head, but that you feel them in your heart and you feel them in your life. That you believe that Jesus Christ indeed did all of these things and said all of these things, but he did them and said them so that we might know that he is the Savior of our souls. These things are written in order that you might believe. Boys and girls, you have to ask yourself the question, do I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior? And God has given us the Bible so that we might believe and so that we might have Christ as our Lord and as our Savior.